if statistics are correct, millions of people worldwide are being abducted.
That's right.
Why?
Well, yeah, it seems that this intervention that's taking place requires them to take people and bring them on board these ships and perform procedures that obviously cannot be done, you know, on a terrestrial land, like, you know, in a particular area or in a location. They actually have to be taken away. So whatever is happening, the technology that's involved is so advanced. It's going to be really difficult, I think, for us to completely understand what's actually taking place. But it's not impossible, and we should keep our eye on it. But certainly that's a component to it. So if we look at the United States makes up 5% of the population of the world, somewhere in that neighborhood. There's over 6 billion people in the world. And
we've got about 6.4 billion and growing. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Changes.
Those are what you're only counting, right?
Changes every day now.
Yeah. So, you know, here we're looking at the situation, and a lot of people in the world look to the United States to take a lead role, you know, in many areas. And I think that there's a growing frustration in the United States about the government's lack of leadership in this particular area, because, you know, there's so many great people in the United States that have committed so much of their time and their life and their research into this area. So I still think that the United States can still take a lead role in this. It's not, you know, the party's not over yet, but some things really have to start changing, and I'm looking at this year to next year. You know, some real radical changes have to be taking place. My biggest concern is that when I see governments kind of surprised, you know, with something, they end up running around and making policy decisions that absolutely make no sense, you know. And we only have to look, for example, at global warming as an issue. There's controversy around global warming. There's controversy around some of the scientific data that's there. And yet we have some politicians, you know, demanding to make policy decisions without really fully understanding the science behind it.
Yeah, but why do they come here if they're not truly involved?
Ah, well, I guess you're asking.
I mean, are we a farm for them?
No. In fact, the way I've come to understand it over the years is that if I'm an extraterrestrial, right, traveling through the universe, first of all, you're going to know where systems are.
You're going to know what's on what planet based on whatever telemetry you might have.
Absolutely. So you're going to be interested in this. You're sitting back. You come across Earth. Now, you're much more advanced than the species here on Earth.
And you came across Earth a long time ago.
So what's going to interest you about Earth? And I think that ultimately what you're going to be interested in is the relationships or the people that are going to be created there or grow there or, you know, evolve there. So really what you're not going to be interested in resources. You're certainly not going to be interested in technology.
Why do you say that? How do we know they don't want whatever we have here?
Yeah, I think when you look at how the resources are distributed in the universe, I mean, when you look at different planets, I know ours seems to be quite a gem, but, I mean, there's lots of water out there. There's lots of minerals in other planets. There's lots of...
Well, the soup's everywhere.
Soup's absolutely everywhere.
Yeah.
So I think that when they come here and how they've decided to interact with us really tells us that what they're interested primarily in is us. You know, and to me, what they want is a new relationship or a different kind of relationship with us. Now, this relationship isn't one that we're familiar with. You know, this is a relationship that humanity has never experienced before. It's completely brand new. So we have to kind of get rid of all our preconceived ideas about, you know, extraterrestrials, what they look like maybe, or what kind of, you know, take me to your leader kind of attitude. All of this it's not going to be part of the game plan. What they're doing is they want these types of relationships to unfold. They're unfolding gradually. But when we look at, you know, the years between, you know, 2010 and 2020, something dramatic is obviously going to happen, and it's certainly going to involve them. And how they're going to interact with us and how we are going to interact with them is really going to depend to a large extent on us.